This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. And today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from our newest book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, All You Need is Love. Love can happen to anyone at any time. And the stories in this book of dating and romance, second chances, love rekindled, and happiness at any age will definitely put a smile on your face. And today's stories about listening to your dreams will wow you as well. In our first story, Jane Clark tells us that a dream was the only reason she agreed to go on a date with a particular guy. Now, she had this dream when she was only 12. Her mother had said there was an old tradition that if you cut a hard-boiled egg in half, salted it, ate only the white part, then somersaulted into bed and slept with your head at the foot of the bed, then you would dream about the man you would marry. It was really silly, of course, but 12-year-old Jane did it. And that night, she dreamt that a long, dark car pulled up in front of the house, and a man stepped out of the driver's side and approached her. He didn't say anything. He just stood there gazing at her. That enabled her to get a good look at him. He had black hair cut neatly above the ears and a handsome face with sharp, angular features. She could tell he was an intelligent man. She could see it in his eyes. Jane could never get that man out of her thoughts. Then, 5 years later, her friend asked her to go on a double date. Her friend's boyfriend had a buddy from the Navy who was visiting, and they wanted to go out, and this guy Joe needed a date for the evening. So that evening, Jane sat in the living room and waited for the three of them to come and pick her up at 7 as planned. But they didn't show, and they didn't call. First, Jane worried about them. Then she got mad. They finally knocked on the door at 10 o'clock, 3 hours late. Jane marched to the door to explain that there was no way she was going when they were so late. But when she opened the door, she saw her friend and her boyfriend, and behind them, her blind date. And he was the exact guy she had seen in her dream when she was 12. It was the same black hair, the same handsome, angular face, the same intelligent eyes. "I'm Joe," he said, smiling and putting out his hand to shake hers. Instead of shaking his hand, Jane pointed at him and said in a voice brimming with certainty, "You're the man I'm going to marry. Let me get my coat." 4 months later, they were married. Jane says, "We built a life together and a legacy. 5 children, 10 grandchildren. And now so many greats and great-greats, I practically need a spreadsheet to keep track of them. One thing I know for sure, I wouldn't have accompanied Joe on that date if he hadn't appeared in my dream some years earlier. If I hadn't experienced that dream, it's often occurred to me, none of these beautiful people around me would exist."
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So Jane dreamt of a stranger who she would end up marrying. And in Joan Donnelly Emery's case, the dream was a little different, but with the same happy ending. Joan was a newlywed and starting a life with her husband, Andy, in New York City. She was getting used to the fast pace of New York, and she found a job she could do between theater auditions. Life was exhausting, though, and she usually slept soundly when she returned to their apartment at night. But one night, she had a vivid dream that stuck with her. In this dream, she was getting married, and she was walking down the aisle on her father's arm. But this wedding wasn't anything like the church wedding she had just had. This dream wedding was outdoors in a beautiful garden in front of a white gazebo. Her family was there smiling at her, but when she reached the front and turned to her groom, it wasn't Andy. It was her high school boyfriend, Alan, whom she hadn't seen since graduation more than 5 years earlier. It was such a silly dream that Joan even told her husband Andy about it, and they both laughed and then never gave it another thought. 4 years later, Andy left Joan. She was devastated and struggling when one day she got a message on her answering machine. "Hi, my name is Alan. I'm looking for a girl I used to date in high school named Joan. Is this you? If so, I'd love to catch up. Call me back." It had been 8 years since high school, and this was before the internet. Alan had worked hard to find her. Joan called him back, and they talked for hours. He had a failed marriage, too. One thing led to another, and a few years later, Alan proposed. They started looking for venues and found a lovely resort that specialized in weddings. As they walked around to the back of the hotel to see the grounds, Joan stopped dead in her tracks. She hadn't thought of that weird dream in years, the one in which she married Alan, but there was the white gazebo in the beautiful garden, just like in the dream. Of course, they booked that venue for their wedding, and Joan can honestly say that she married the man of her dreams. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul. All you need is love. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to learn more about this book, which you will find wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. Now, would you like to become one of our storytellers? We're always looking for new people to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. Just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we'll guide you through the process of submitting your story. And please come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, All You Need Is Love, stories about how to keep the love alive.